How would you assess the first three practices for you, where you're at in terms of the position and where you fit in?
I think it's going pretty well. I'm out there. I'm a little more confident now going through OTAs and whatnot, making my mistakes there. But I think things are going smoothly right now. I'm just out there kind of playing a little faster than I usually did in OTAs and just more comfortable, so I'm able to play a little faster.
Are you playing faster than you thought you would, maybe considering what you've gone through physically?
Not necessarily. I mean, I kind of thought about that during OTAs. I tested the knee out plenty then, and, you know, when you don't feel something for a while, you stop thinking about it, and I really don't think about it anymore.
The biggest obstacle
for me is probably, you know, just giving the checks. You know, last year at corner, Nickel, I was the one that received all the checks. I relied on the safety. Now it's just more of, you know, I got to be the one to process the formation in front of me, give out the checks, and just make sure everybody's aligned.
The linebackers have said it's a pretty complex system. I don't know how complex it is on your end. Do you feel like it's
Yeah, definitely. I mean, a lot of it relies on the linebackers and the safeties. You know, I think Coach Spags and all the defensive coaches are doing a good job of at least getting the information to us and allowing us to get the information to everybody else.
What have you liked so far about the position?
I just like being back there, you know, that view, being back in the middle of the field, being able to run and attack the ball in the air, and definitely just being able to run down and hit somebody. You know, at corner, you don't really get too many chances to run down and fill the hole or hit somebody. So it's different. It's something that excites me, and, you know, I'm looking forward to it.
Who do you lean on to help you out? Because there aren't any real veteran safeties on this team to really, you know, answer any questions.
Honestly, we all lean on each other. You know, we're kind of a tight-knit group at safety. You know, if any of us have a question, we all ask each other. You know, and if one guy doesn't know, you just go to the next guy. But, yeah, we all rely on each other.
You have a couple of guys there that are sort of heavy hitters, you know, in the box.
Yeah.
You're coming from a coverage standpoint. Do you think that helps you? That'll help you get to the rotation that you want?
I mean, I think, you know, there's some guys that maybe fit more physical tacklers than me, but I mean, I don't know how coach is going to do the rotation. I think I have good ball skills. I think I'm fast. I'll be able to attack the ball in the air and, you know, just play to my strength. So
they've said that they're going to move you guys in and out, you know, the distinction of first team, second team, third team will constantly change. I'm curious, though, when you're out there with Landon yesterday and you see the first team guys, the guys who have been running with the first team, does it hit you? Does it even enter your mind when you're on the field with those guys as opposed to the quote-unquote second-team guys?
Yeah. I mean, it hits you maybe at first, you know, my first time being out there. But as you get going through practice, you know, things come a lot easier just because a lot more guys are communicating. You know, all the guys around you know what they're doing. And it just kind of – it's just more motivation, you know, to kind of keep you going.
Different with Eli back there flying around?
Definitely different with Eli back there, yeah. But, you know, he gives us a great look. We give him a good look, and, you know, we just continue to push each other.
And I don't know if it's been asked, but how much have you feel like you fully recovered from last year, and how much was last year a learning experience with everything that you had to go through?
I feel like I fully recovered, yeah. Last year was a tremendous learning experience for me. Just kind of learning how, you know, NFL training camp goes, you know, just how the system works, how meetings go, you know, everything, how to maintain your body and a ton of information, but it just helped me this year kind of, you know what to expect and know how to get my body ready for training camp.
Your own personal status, I mean, between, you know, being on the roster, off the roster, being, you know, where everything you went through last year, how tough was that to, you know, not know exactly where you stood, and now you're back here with a chance to possibly start?
No, it was definitely stressful, you know. I remember the day I got that text to get cut, you know. It's definitely humbling, but, you know, I got another opportunity to go on practice squad, and then, you know, I got another opportunity this year, and, you know, really you just got to make the best of all your opportunities, and I'm trying to make the most of this one.
Did you ever believe that it would turn out this way? mean, when you got that text and said you were cut, did you think, like, okay, that's it? Then turn the page and they're going to go on to another chapter?
Well, it was just a text to come in, and then I kind of realized. But, yeah, I mean, I always thought I had the talent to play. You know, I know I have the talent to play. You know, sometimes things just don't work out, but... I mean, I definitely think I can do it. You know, I'm just going to continue to keep pushing myself with each practice. You know, each practice is a new learning experience, and go from there.
Did you keep that text at all?
No, it's just, you know, come in, and, you know, you talk to there. But, you know, I spoke with all the coaches and everything, and we went through why everything happened. And, you know, and then I got placed on practice squad, and I got to learn a lot on practice squad, too. You know, I got to go up against Eli a lot and work with other guys, and it's just more of a learning experience.
Any more questions?
Is it almost remarkable how the world changes in the span of a year, where you go from, you know, getting cut and not knowing where your future is to now, you know, this year having a new position and having a chance to contribute and play?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's definitely, you know, it's why you just got to make the best out of each day. You know, you never know what's going to happen tomorrow, so... My motto is, you know, always try to make today your best days. You never know what's going to come tomorrow.